David Hume, an 18th-century Scottish philosopher, is a towering figure in Western moral philosophy, known for his profound inquiries into human nature, knowledge, and ethics. Coming from the Enlightenment period, Hume lived in a time brimming with ideas that sought to challenge traditional beliefs and explore the foundations of human understanding. He is often remembered for his empirical approach to philosophical questions and his reflections on how these intertwine with morality. Hume is particularly famous for his exploration of the relationship between reason and passion, which becomes crucial when we examine his moral philosophy. Unlike many of his predecessors, Hume argued that our moral judgments are not primarily the products of rational deliberation but are instead deeply rooted in human emotions. One of his central works, A Treatise of Human Nature, outlines the idea that our sentiments and feelings play a decisive role in what we value and deem ethical. Hume famously stated that reason is, and ought only to be, the slave of the passions. This radical claim suggests that our emotional responses are not just significant but foundational in shaping our moral frameworks. One of the key concepts introduced by Hume is the notion of moral sentiment, which posits that our ethical evaluations come from feelings of approval or disapproval that we experience in response to actions. According to Hume, when we encounter situations, our innate sentiments inform our sense of right and wrong. Hume argues that we, as social creatures, derive a sense of morality from the way our feelings align with those of others. Rather than relying solely on abstract principles or rules, he suggests that morality is rooted in human nature and the common sentiments that we share as members of a community. To illustrate this idea, let's delve deeper into core arguments made by Hume. One significant discussion revolves around the distinction between is and ought, which has had a profound impact on moral philosophy. Hume argued that we cannot derive prescriptive moral statements, what ought to happen, from descriptive statements, what is the case. For instance, merely observing that humans often act in selfish ways does not justify a moral conclusion that one ought to act selfishly. Hume's observation prompts a critical reflection for moral philosophers. If our moral conclusions cannot be deduced purely from empirical observations, on what basis can we form ethical norms? This line of thinking has led to an ongoing debate about the foundations of morality, influencing figures like Immanuel Kant, who would later seek to establish a system of moral reasoning grounded in rationality and universalizability. Another important aspect of Hume's philosophy is his view of virtue and vice. He argued that virtues are those traits that typically spark a feeling of approval in observers. For Hume, characteristic actions and behaviors are morally praiseworthy when they elicit positive sentiments within a community, such as feelings of admiration, respect, or love. Hume's perspective invites us to reflect on contemporary moral dilemmas by considering how societal norms and emotional responses shape our understanding of virtues. For example, when discussing issues of criminal justice, one might evaluate whether restorative justice truly aligns with communal sentiments of justice or merely serves punitive measures that may not resonate with broader societal feelings. Connecting Hume's ideas to contemporary situations reveals the relevance of his philosophy in various fields. Take the realm of technology and artificial intelligence, for instance. As machines increasingly influence human lives, questions about morality and ethical programming arise. Should we instill human-like emotional reasoning in AI systems? Here, Hume's position that emotions play a crucial role in our moral assessments suggests that the integration of empathy and sentiment into AI could lead to more humane technological interactions. The moral implications of AI decisions on issues like healthcare or justice call upon us to reflect on how sentiments and emotional resonance should govern these systems. Moving to the political landscape, Hume's thoughts help illuminate the moral complexities surrounding issues like social welfare and public policy. For instance, when debating policies aimed at aiding marginalized communities, one might consider the collective sentiments that are elicited by poverty and inequality. Hume would argue that our response to these issues hinges on shared emotional responses within society. If we can tap into empathy for those suffering, we may create a moral imperative that propels action. His insight encourages us to think critically about whether policies are crafted with a genuine understanding of the emotional dynamics at play, rather than from pure utilitarian calculations. Despite Hume's influential contributions, his moral philosophy has not escaped criticism. One of the most notable objections arises from the so-called is-ought problem. Critics argue that Hume's distinction risks leading to moral relativism, where ethical norms become entirely contingent on personal or societal sentiments, potentially undermining any objective basis for morality. This critique has found a sympathetic ear among philosophers who argue for more universalist approaches. Thinkers like Kant, for instance, sought to establish ethics grounded in rationality and the categorical imperative, which stands in stark contrast to Hume's empirical foundation. The tension between Hume's sentiment-driven ethics and Kant's rationality-oriented approach illustrates a significant philosophical divide that continues to inform moral discourse. Moreover, philosophers in the sentimentalist tradition have sought to address some of Hume's limitations by exploring how sentiments can be harmonized with rational ethics, suggesting that emotions need not obstruct moral reasoning but can enhance it. These later developments invite us to engage with the interplay of emotions and rationality, seeking a more comprehensive understanding of ethical behavior. Hume's thoughts also echo through later figures like John Stuart Mill, who, while diverging in essential principles, grappled with the implications of human sentiment on moral action. Mill's consequentialism, particularly his advocacy for utilitarianism, builds upon the importance of emotional well-being, emphasizing that the morality of actions should consider the greatest happiness principle tailored to societal sentiments. Hume's exploration of feelings thus finds resonance in Mill's emphasis on collective welfare, illustrating the continuities and evolutions within moral philosophy. As we reflect on Hume's contributions and their ramifications, it becomes evident that his focus on human sentiment and emotion provides a living lens through which we can engage with moral questions in our lives. Whether in considering how we treat one another in personal relationships, how justice is served in society, or how technology is regulated, Hume's insights challenge us to engage deeply with our emotions and their ethical implications. When we navigate moral landscapes, Hume encourages us to recognize that our judgments often stem from a complex interplay of feeling and reason, inviting a holistic approach to understanding morality. The significance of Hume's ideas lies in their relevance to our present-day dilemmas, reminding us that the fabric of our moral lives is woven from both rational thought and emotional experience. As you think about the choices you make and the values you uphold, consider how much of that arises from shared sentiments around you and how you contribute to or challenge those sentiments in your own moral journey. Hume's legacy persists as a reminder of the interconnectedness of humanity, urging us to cultivate empathy and understanding in our ethical considerations. Hume's contributions to moral philosophy challenge us to reconsider the foundations of our ethical beliefs and provide a framework through which to interrogate not only societal norms but our personal moral compasses as well. As we delve deeper into Hume's legacy, it becomes essential to examine how certain themes within his work resonate in various dimensions of contemporary life, recalibrating how we perceive ethical decisions and how they manifest in our actions. To further engage with Hume's insights, it is important to explore one of his more sophisticated ideas regarding the role of sympathy. For Hume, sympathy extends beyond mere emotional resonance. It is a crucial mechanism through which individuals connect with one another's sentiments. He suggests that our moral judgments arise not in isolation but through a shared understanding of feelings among individuals within a society. This idea gains depth when we recognize how such emotional connections contribute to the formation of moral standards. Let's consider a practical example. In the context of public health ethics, the COVID-19 pandemic posed challenging decisions regarding individual freedoms versus community health responsibilities. Hume's emphasis on sympathy becomes relevant here. The collective response to health mandates such as mask wearing or vaccination relies heavily on an understanding and empathy for others' fears and vulnerabilities. In a highly polarized climate, his views remind us that constructing bridges through shared feelings can play a pivotal role in fostering cooperation and collective responsibility, potentially guiding individuals to act not solely out of self-interest but out of concern for the well-being of their peers. The concept of sympathy can also elucidate modern discussions about mental health and its implications for moral understanding. As society becomes more attuned to issues surrounding mental health, Hume's focus on emotional responses aligns closely with how we increasingly recognize the importance of compassion and support for those struggling with mental illness. When we openly acknowledge the feelings of others and react with empathy, we develop a moral framework that values understanding rather than judgment. Hume's thoughts urge us to reflect upon how social attitudes towards mental health are shaped by empathy and shared human experiences, ultimately influencing treatment approaches and societal integration. In exploring the realm of moral sentiments, another noteworthy element of Hume's philosophy is his exploration of the nature of justice. Hume asserted that justice does not arise from any intrinsic moral law. Instead, it is rooted in the need for social order and the management of relationships among individuals. To Hume, justice is a construct that emerges to serve societal needs, often adhering to principles of utility, essentially facilitating cooperation among self-interested individuals. By recognizing that justice is a social convention, we gain insights into the nature of laws, governance, and their ethical implications. As we navigate contemporary issues in criminal justice, Hume's perspective on justice can inform our understanding of punitive versus restorative practices. The debate over retributive justice, primarily focused on punishment for wrongdoing versus restorative justice, which emphasizes healing and reconciliation, can be examined through Hume's lens. If justice is indeed a mechanism designed to foster social harmony, then adopting a restorative approach that prioritizes emotional restoration and the rebuilding of community ties might resonate more with Humean ethics than simply meting out punishment. This framework encourages us to consider how well our justice systems reflect shared community sentiments, and whether they foster genuine restoration and rehabilitation rather than mere retribution. Applying Hume's insights to personal ethics reveals further layers to our understanding of moral choices. In our daily lives, we frequently face ethical dilemmas that can test our conceptions of right and wrong. Here, Hume encourages deep introspection by urging us to consider not only the logical implications of our choices but also the emotional undercurrents that shape them. For example, think about the morally challenging decision of whistleblowing in a corporate setting. Such situations raise questions about loyalty, honesty, and the greater good. Hume's framework prompts serious reflection on one's feelings toward potential repercussions for all parties involved, the company, colleagues, and oneself. Rather than simply assessing the consequences through a utilitarian lens, one might ask what emotions are sparked within oneself and others: fear, guilt, anger, solidarity, and how those sentiments play into the formation of ethical standards regarding truth and integrity. Furthermore, the interconnectedness of Hume's moral philosophy with contemporary discussions around technology and ethics cannot be overstated. The rise of social media and the pervasiveness of digital communication challenge traditional notions of privacy, representation, and responsibility. As individuals increasingly engage with one another through these technological channels, Hume's emphasis on emotional sentiment emerges as a crucial factor for ethical interaction. In an era dominated by swift information sharing, understanding the emotional impact of online behavior becomes a moral necessity. How we treat others online, whether through words of support or instances of cyberbullying, can ultimately reflect our collective emotional landscape. The ethical implications surrounding artificial intelligence and predictive algorithms also warrant scrutiny through Humean ethics. In designing decision-making systems that affect society at large, such as those involved in healthcare diagnostics or criminal sentencing, recognizing the weight of emotions in human interactions raises the question of how these systems might reflect or distort collective human sentiments. Hume alerts us to the necessity of embedding emotional intelligence into the development of technology and ensuring that underlying ethical considerations align with shared human values and sentiments. This intersection between technology and ethics invites a richer discourse about the responsibilities tied to digital innovation, prompting us to consider how we cultivate moral values in an increasingly automated world. As we continue to draw connections between Hume's philosophy and modern realities, it is essential to address the criticisms faced by Humean moral sentiment theory. One significant critique is the potential subjectivity inherent in grounding morality solely in emotional responses. Critics might argue that if moral choices depend largely on feelings, this could lead to ethical variability, where what is deemed right can change based on individual or cultural perspectives. This objection challenges the consistency and universality of Hume's moral framework. However, later thinkers have attempted to reconcile this concern through the development of moral theories that incorporate both sentiment and rational discourse. For instance, the work of philosophers like Adam Smith, also an Enlightenment thinker, recognizes the importance of sympathy while emphasizing the significance of impartiality. Smith introduced the concept of the impartial spectator as a means to objectively evaluate moral situations, suggesting that while emotions influence moral decisions, they can be tempered through a reflective process where one considers how an impartial observer might view their actions. This blending of sentiment and reason provides a richer context for understanding morality that retains Hume's insights but seeks to stabilize them within a broader ethical framework. Building on this, thinkers in the sentimentalist tradition have emerged to address the interplay of emotion and reasoning within moral philosophy. These philosophers argue that emotions can act as a guide, ensuring that moral judgments are attuned not merely to individual interests but resonate with collective human experiences. This perspective encourages contemporary ethical discussions to value emotional intelligence without losing sight of rational analysis. As we reflect on Hume's lasting impact on moral philosophy, we find threads connecting back to earlier figures, like Aristotle, whose virtue ethics places a strong emphasis on character and the development of moral virtues through experiential knowledge. Hume's focus on emotions resonates with Aristotelian concepts, as both recognize the importance of the community in shaping individual moral sentiments. However, while Aristotle advocates for a more structured framework of virtues inherent in human nature aimed at achieving eudaimonia or human flourishing, Hume provides a more fluid understanding of morality that emphasizes sentiment and social context. In turn, Hume's legacy extends forward through the works of later figures such as Karl Marx, who grappled with the ethical implications of social systems, highlighting the importance of collective sentiments in shaping economic and cultural realities. Marx's critiques of capitalism can be seen as an extension of Hume's emphasis on the interconnectedness of empathy and social dynamics, suggesting that a society attuned to collective sentiments will foster social justice and moral responsibility. In conclusion, Hume's exploration of moral philosophy urges us to consider how our emotions are deeply entwined with our ethical frameworks and societal structures. His insights reveal the necessity of examining moral sentiment not only in ethical theory but within our everyday lives. As we encounter moral challenges, whether they arise from political, technological, or personal dimensions, we are called to engage with the emotional landscapes that underpin our judgments. By doing so, we honor Hume's legacy while equipping ourselves to navigate the moral complexities of a rapidly changing world. As you ponder how Hume's ideas might resonate with your own experiences, consider the ways in which your emotional reactions inform your values and ethical decisions. Reflect on how establishing a deeper understanding of those sentiments can lead to more fulfilling relationships and a more compassionate society. The inquiry into human nature, emotions, and morality remains not merely theoretical. It is an ongoing dialogue that shapes each of us in our everyday existence. Continuing from where we left off, it's essential to further explore the nuances within Hume's moral philosophy to understand its broader implications and how they intersect with contemporary ethical dilemmas. One prominent theme in Hume's thought is the concept of community and its influence on moral values. Hume asserts that our ethics are deeply integrated with the communities we inhabit, emphasizing that moral sentiments are cultivated through social interactions and shared experiences. This community-centric view highlights the importance of understanding ethical behavior not just as an isolated action but as part of a larger fabric of human relationships. Let's unpack this idea. Hume suggests that morality is not merely an abstract construct but must be understood within the social context that shape it. He emphasizes the role of moral education, noting that individuals learn about right and wrong through observations of how their actions elicit responses from others. This perspective encourages us to think critically about the environments we create, whether in families, schools, workplaces, or even online communities, and how these environments can foster or hinder moral development. A practical application of Hume's community-focused ethics can be seen in modern discussions around environmental ethics and climate change. As we face an increasingly urgent ecological crisis, Hume's ideas lead us to consider our ethical responsibilities not just as isolated individuals but as members of a global community. The ethical imperatives emerging from our shared concern for the planet highlight the necessity for collective sentiments to guide moral action. The urgency of climate action invites us to harness our emotional responses, such as fear, hope, and solidarity, to galvanize a communal effort towards sustainability. Hume's framework encourages us to reflect on how societal emotions around environmental degradation can motivate ethical consumption and advocacy for policy changes. In exploring the landscape of modern ethics through Hume's lens, we also enter the realm of bioethics, where emotional sentiments are pivotal. Consider the ongoing debates surrounding genetic engineering and biotechnology. The emotional responses elicited by advancements in genetic modification, such as CRISPR technology, often dictate public opinion and policy. Hume's insights invite us to examine how our feelings about these technologies reflect deeper ethical dilemmas, from concerns about playing God to anxiety surrounding equity and access. The sense of wonder and apprehension that such technologies provoke can inform our moral discourse, illustrating Hume's thesis that emotion shapes our ethical landscape. As we navigate these pressing issues, Hume's perspective on emotions fosters a more nuanced approach to ethical decision-making. In the realm of healthcare, for instance, considering patient autonomy versus the collective good brings to light profound moral challenges. The emotional weight of respecting individual choices, rooted in empathy, can sometimes conflict with a healthcare system aiming to optimize community health outcomes. Hume's notion of moral sentiments would prompt us to reflect on how these emotional dynamics influence policy decisions and clinical practices, leading to a more empathetic approach in balancing individual rights and public health needs. Moving beyond specific ethical applications, Hume's philosophy poses fundamental questions about human nature and the motivations that drive moral behavior. His assertion that reason is subordinate to passion invites critical examination of why we act morally in various contexts. One compelling aspect of Hume's thought is the apparent dissonance between our rational deliberations and our empirical motivations. This notion finds fertile ground in psychological research today, which often highlights the complexities of decision-making that are influenced by cognitive biases and emotional heuristics. In modern psychology, the concept of affective forecasting demonstrates that our predictions about how we will feel in the future significantly influence our choices. For instance, when considering whether to engage in a new venture or make a significant life decision, individuals often rely more on their anticipated emotional responses than on cold logical reasoning or statistical probabilities. Hume's insights resonate here, as they illustrate this interplay between emotion and reason, reinforcing the notion that emotional intelligence is crucial in navigating complex moral landscapes. Furthermore, Hume's exploration of motivation asks us to reflect upon the sincerity behind our moral actions. His perspective raises an intriguing question: are actions morally praiseworthy if motivated by self-interest masked as altruism? In this context, Hume's insights anticipate contemporary discussions around virtue ethics, which posits that the character and motivations underpinning actions are fundamental to ethics. In an era increasingly characterized by discussions about authenticity and the motivations behind our social initiatives and actions, Hume's emphasis on genuine sentiment encourages us to cultivate authentic relationships and moral commitments based on empathy rather than mere self-interest. To illustrate this, we can examine the increasing emphasis on corporate social responsibility in the business world. Companies are often expected to contribute positively to their communities beyond mere profit maximization. Hume's ideas about moral sentiment challenge businesses to reflect on whether their efforts align with genuine concern for societal welfare or if they serve as a form of marketing to enhance their public image. An ethical company, through a Humean lens, would be one that prioritizes community sentiment in its operations, incorporating empathy and genuine social engagement into its business model. Another pressing contemporary issue that benefits from Hume's moral philosophy is the discourse surrounding systemic inequalities. Hume's assertions about sentiment underscore the importance of understanding how collective emotions can drive movements for social justice. Engaging with societal perceptions of injustice can either empower or hinder progress. For instance, the Black Lives Matter movement draws from the collective moral outrage and emotional responses to systemic racism, challenging societies to confront uncomfortable truths about privilege and inequity. Hume's insights remind us that understanding the emotional substrates of social movements is essential for advancing dialogue and fostering lasting change. However, criticism of Hume's emotionalism cannot be overlooked. While the emphasis on sentiment allows for a rich exploration of morality rooted in human experience, critics argue that it risks undermining the pursuit of universal ethical principles. In contemporary moral philosophy, thinkers like John Rawls advocate for frameworks grounded in fairness and justice, aiming to create systems that offer equitable treatment for all individuals regardless of emotional biases. Rawls' theory of justice emphasizes the construct of fairness as central to moral reasoning, diverging from Hume's sentiment-based approach. This critique highlights an ongoing tension between emotional ethics and rationalist approaches to morality. Despite these criticisms, later philosophers have worked to marry the insights of Hume with rationalist frameworks. This synthesis is particularly evident in the work of moral psychologists such as Jonathan Haidt, who explore how both emotional and rational processes coalesce in ethical decision-making. Haidt argues for a model where moral intuition, a quick, emotional response, serves as the primary driver of moral judgment, while conscious reasoning often retroactively seeks to justify those intuitive responses. This perspective aligns well with Hume's emphasis on the primacy of sentiment while reminding us that reason has a role in moral discourse, especially as we navigate the complexities of modern ethical dilemmas. As Hume's influence extends through the corridors of moral philosophy, we can also trace a connection to later figures like Friedrich Nietzsche, whose critiques of traditional morality resonate with Hume's skepticism regarding absolutist ethical systems. While Nietzsche diverges significantly from Hume in many respects, he, too, emphasizes the importance of life, vitality, and emotional experience in shaping moral perspectives. Both philosophers challenge established moral norms and consider how individual sentiments and experiences inform our ethical constructs, albeit arriving at divergent conclusions about the nature and purpose of morality itself. In reflecting upon the complexities of applying Hume's ideas to our lives, it's valuable to consider how much insight his philosophical inquiries provide for navigating moral challenges we encounter in daily living. Whether in our roles as friends, family members, or community participants, engaging with our own emotions while considering those of others fosters deeper interpersonal connection and ethical awareness. Taking a step back, consider the everyday ethical challenges you face, be they in personal relationships or professional settings. Hume's philosophy encourages not only self-awareness regarding your feelings but also sensitivity to the shared sentiments within your community. When confronted with a moral dilemma, such as deciding whether to support a friend in a difficult situation, reflect on your emotional response. Your feelings of loyalty, compassion, or perhaps even hesitance reveal much about your moral compass and can serve as a guide in aligning your actions with your ethical beliefs. Moreover, as we live in a time of rapid technological change, Hume's insights become increasingly vital in thinking about how to approach innovations ethically. When faced with dilemmas posed by new technology, whether it be social media, biotechnology, or artificial intelligence, consider how your emotional intelligence informs your judgment. By acknowledging your sentiments and those of others, it becomes possible to approach these challenges thoughtfully, ensuring that ethical considerations are rooted in empathy and community welfare. As we conclude this exploration of Hume's and subsequently modern moral philosophy, it is essential to carry forward the richness of emotional engagement in our ethical considerations. By doing so, we respect Hume's legacy, which remains vibrant and relevant, urging us to strike a balance between emotion and reason as we journey through the moral intricacies of existence. Reflect on how deeply interconnected our moral lives are with the sentiments that shape them. When faced with ethical decisions in your life, whether it involves addressing social injustices, navigating relationships, or grappling with technological advancements, consider how your emotional insights can illuminate your understanding of right and wrong, guiding you toward a more compassionate and harmonious existence. Ultimately, Hume's exploration of moral sentiments serves not only as a historical inquiry but as an enduring framework. It provides a lens through which we can better understand ourselves and our relationships. Emphasizing collective emotional experiences as foundational to our moral landscapes invites us to cultivate a more empathetic society, fostering deeper connections and addressing ethical challenges with sensitivity. In your own life, as you reflect on Hume's legacy, strive to engage thoughtfully with the complex interplay of your emotions and ethical principles. Therein lies the path to a fuller moral understanding and commitment to the shared human experience.